Denpasar. Indonesia will prohibit the construction of new hotels and restaurants on Bali's rice fields and agricultural land. The move follows the devastating flash floods that killed at least 18 people earlier this month and raised renewed concerns over the environmental toll of unchecked development on the island. A state of emergency was declared on the 10th of September after Bali experienced its worst flooding in more than a decade. Torrential rains triggered flash floods across Denpasar and surrounding areas, damaging homes, public facilities, and infrastructure, and displacing thousands. In the aftermath, Bali Governor Wayan Koster announced sweeping measures aimed at curbing land conversion for commercial purposes. Starting this year, there is already an instruction to all district heads and mayors across Bali, Koster said. After handling the floods, we will ensure no more permits are issued for hotels, restaurants, or other facilities on productive land, especially rice fields, he added. From 2025 onward, the restrictions will be incorporated into Bali's 100-year plan, prohibiting the conversion of productive agricultural land into commercial facilities. The move revives a stalled moratorium Indonesia had promised in 2023 to rein in overdevelopment on the island, where construction booms have transformed once lush paddies into sprawling resorts. Environmental activists have long warned that uncontrolled tourism growth, traffic congestion, pollution, and land use changes are worsening Bali's vulnerability to climate-driven disasters. Scientists say human-induced climate change is intensifying rainfall across Asia, while deforestation and poor waste management exacerbate flooding risks. Indonesia's Meteorology and Climate Agency has cautioned of an extreme rainy season this year. A worsening waste crisis has also aggravated flooding across several regions, including Bali, where clogged waterways have amplified the damage from heavy rains. Indonesia's Environment Minister, Hanif Faisal Naraufik, welcomed the new measures, calling them vital both for Bali's safety and its global reputation as a premier tourism destination. Once famed for its pristine rice terraces and tranquil beaches, Bali has undergone a dramatic transformation over the past half century. Declassified satellite images reveal the extent of land lost to urban sprawl and resorts catering to mass tourism. Locals have increasingly voiced concern about traffic gridlock, pollution, and the behavior of some foreign visitors. The new bylaws, expected to take effect by the end of 2025, represent one of the most significant steps yet to balance Bali's economic reliance on tourism with the urgent need to protect its environment and safeguard communities against intensifying climate impacts.